This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Turned into a beautiful day out there. Not hot enough for Janelle.
Nope.
But a pretty day.
Yeah.
So what's your minimum comfort temperature?
Bare minimum? Yeah. It's probably 85, but I'll say 80 just to be like, people are like, I like to go outside, and this is going to sound weird, but I like to go outside and about between like 90 and 100 degrees and just sleep out in it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like a lizard on a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look, I'm sure, like a leather handbag by the time I'm 80, but I do not care. I just don't care.
Good for you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My dermatologist, please don't be listening.
Well, I mean, considering that you won't spend any time outside when it's 75, you're getting less sunlight. You'll be fine.
That's how I see it. I'm like,
it's the sunlight that gets you, not the temperature.
Right. And I only get a few weeks. I mean, you think about it. Anytime it rains, I'm not outside during the weekend. So it's like those few weekends when it is like sunny and 85 and warmer am I outside.
So what rock do you like to lay on?
My deck. Okay. I don't have a pool, no. Just my deck with my dogs. Yep. Yep. Just like to go out there and turn on. I'll bring out my kitchen TV and my little 24-inch TV, put it outside, watch baseball game, keep score, lay out in the heat. Yep.
Happy little life.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I have a few months where I get that, and then it's crap.
So this is Janelle. Steve was telling me that now that we're on FM and we've kind of doubled our audience, that we need to make sure people know who we are. And Janelle, we've known each other for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you on TikTok a year or so ago, a few months ago, and doing movie reviews, and texted you, and you're like, you need to be on the show. And here we are. So what did you see most recently?
Ooh, Fight or Flight by James Madigan has Josh Hartnett in it. It was like a poor man's Bullet Train. Did you ever see Bullet Train?
I saw half of Bullet Train.
Oh my God. Now, if Bullet Train couldn't keep you entertained.
It was too much. It was too much.
So there's a good like.
Yes, it's like you and temperature.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kind of with you where it's like, okay, we don't have to make it everything.
But that's John. But okay, so John Wick, when did that have any downtime?
It's not about downtime. It's about like the ridiculousness of it. Like I can't watch the Fast and the Furious movies. I can't watch it because all of it's just not possible. Everybody be dead doing those things in their
true,
cars.
But that and the writing is terrible in those movies. But I mean, like Bullet Train was really good. It had a great cast. It had a great script. The actors, the cast you just can't get past. And it was, it was ridiculous. It was very, very Japanese, very almost anime type, but very fun, And I love how at the very end of it, they tied everything together, even down to the water bottle. Like it was just great writing.
So the Josh Hartnett movie you're talking about, all I've seen is that, I think the quote I saw was, it's not a great movie, but it's a great time.
Yeah,
I confess I started to get really sleepy at the movie theater when I saw it. So, and maybe it was because I was like, oh, this is just, it was just too ridiculous. Like again, Bullet Train, yes, was ridiculous. It was a lot of action. It was a lot of just, what it was. But this one, it felt like it's such a parody or such a, like I said, a poor man's version of it that I just lost interest in it.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of people that have liked it so far. They enjoy the almost cartoonish kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't one of them.
Anything else you've seen?
Not, no, this week has been kind of slow. It's kind of like the build up to Mission Impossible.
Yeah. When is that?
Well, I see it on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to.
Is that a Memorial Day week?
Yeah, the whatever that weekend is, it the 23rd, the 28th.
Is it? I don't either. Is it the last one?
So he says.
Yeah.
So he says.
Well, he'll just play Ethan Hunt, but under a different name in a different movie.
Hmm. Oh, well, yeah, he could just turn the reins over to somebody. He could play. Is it his name Henry Searsney, the guy who has been?
Yeah.
Then he could be that guy and turn the all the action over to somebody else. But I mean, he's what, 64?
Tom's not going to do that.
64?
Tom has to be the hero.
Well, I mean, if there's anybody that can save this 100% tariff thing on movies, it's going to be Tom Cruise.
Yeah, what is...
Yeah. What no, is, that's true.
It really is.
Where does that stand?
I saw a movie industry expert, somebody that's been a writer and all that, and who's worked in the business, basically say... You can't put a tariff on services. It's not like buying steel. It's not like buying a physical product. It's just a service, essentially. The entire movie industry is a service industry. So how do you tariff a service? Like, yeah. He basically said, I don't even know how you would do it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? You're going to put a tariff on the payment that the actors get?
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
No idea. To like shipping the equipment over. I don't know. It's like, how do you tariff shooting in New
Zealand?
But
what if you just use equipment that's there?
Right.
And the only thing that comes back is a digital version that's uploaded to the cloud. Like, it's put it this way. The whole point that this person was making was all of this is incredibly impractical.
Sure.
And that the news media is spending too much time arguing about what it means when he's like, guys,
right.
I don't even know that you could be like, how do you put a tariff on a service?
Yeah,
it's not a product. It's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't. And unless they're shipping film out overseas to, like, I know, like Industrial Light and Magic or some, you know, somebody that has like an overseas.
Yeah, but that's here. So
no,
that would
I
be,
meant
yeah,
like
yeah.
a place like that yeah. that's foreign, and then they have to ship it back. You know, is he? I don't. He could declare it a national emergency.
Yeah. Do they even ship those things at this point, or do they just upload things to a cloud? And
I would think so. As you can see, if you've noticed, though, that has already been walked back by
right,
him.
Right,
he's
right.
like, "Well, we're still looking into it," and it's like, "No, Tom Cruise got to you." He made a few phone calls, and
Joel says Andor review.
I really liked it.
I do too. Andor's really
did
good.
Did you watch the last three?
So yeah, we're up to date because they got three more coming out this weekend. And then three more, I think, the next weekend.
So
there's 12
for the
total.
Uninitiated
is
like
it?
Me.
Andor,
what is
yeah. There's six. We're six in now, and I think this season
I
is 12.
It was, no, we had nine. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I mean,
did. We didn't,
Tuesday night. They had.
Yeah. We didn't get to the Tuesday night yet.
Oh.
We're not up to 7, 8, 9 yet. We haven't watched those yet.
Oh, it's so good.
So what is it?
So it's a preview. It's a prequel to the movie Rogue One, mm-hmm. which was a prequel to the original Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm. Remember
so
that?
Rogue One's the movie about how they got the plans to blow up the Death Star. Mm-hmm. Like that's
one
no,
of
no
the best.
No spoiler. We all knew that when Rogue One was made.
Has one of the best Darth Vader scenes
yeah.
too.
And one of the main characters in that was Cassian Andor. Mm-hmm. And this show is all about how they get to that point. So it's
very spy. It's very spy related.
Yeah.
It's not your typical Star Wars. Like, here comes a weird alien creature, and somebody does a dance, or they have a cantina song.
No.
Whatever.
It's, I mean, there's some of that, but it's...
It's very rooted in, like, a very much of spy thriller. Stellan Skarsgård's in it. It's
so it's
phenomenal.
Also the birth of the rebellion.
Yeah.
Because when you get into the episode... When you get into episode 6, or when you get to... Yeah, when you get to the... episode 4, the original Star Wars movie... We know the rebellion as this thing that already existed, right? Princess Leia is the one leading it, and there's all these other players. This isn't even that formal at this point in Andor, so you're seeing the beginnings of that with all of these characters that are referred to in some of the other movies.
Yeah, like
the old movies, like Mon Mothma, who is kind of the...
She's the lead in
she's
this.
Kind of the pre-Princess Leia leader of the rebellion.
Question.
So good, though.
To your knowledge, did George Lucas have all of this pretty much in his head and decided to start with A New Hope? Or did he, was that his original and then he just made up the prequel?
From my understanding, he started with A New Hope. And
yeah,
it,
that's
and
my, it was, my, it was my understanding
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he got that, that was based off of kind of the Dune books. I mean, like he took the Dune books and kind of, I don't want to say made him a campy, like Western, that kind of thing. But that's, he based his off of reading those books.
But he did set up some of the
sure
mythology leading into those movies, mm-hmm. right? He had to create some history
But
and
yeah,
then all this stuff is retro built after that.
Then you have like canon, and then you have Legends books, and you have comic books, and all that stuff built off of
Brian asking if Mandalorian is coming back.
It's going to be a movie.
It's going to be a movie.
The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Next May 2026, we'll have Avengers Doomsday on May 1st, Mandalorian Grogu May 22nd, and Grand Theft Auto 6 May 26th.
GTA 6, let's go.
It had one of the biggest trailer viewings. I think they said it was 470 million views in the first 24 hours for the game.
And there is a season 4 of the show coming, though.
Yeah, but I think they're doing the movie. Yeah,
the movie's first, but they have one listed as in production or at least theoretically coming up down the road, but probably not for a few years, right?
But yeah, I would still say that Andor has, as of right now, and as of seen, I won't spoil it for him, but it is probably one of the best shows I've seen this year.
Yeah, it's a great show, and it's great in the way that Rogue One was great, right? Rogue One's one of the best Star Wars movies. It's definitely
grounded.
You know,
it's because again, it's grounded. There's good writing. It's not a real campy, like West. I'm not crabbing on Star Wars. I have Star Wars tattoos. I'm not at all. But it's very much more grounded, and it's just human stories of these people who built-in spies. Who that is what they were destined to do. It's really good. It's probably, like I said, one of the best shows this year.
Andor's almost a political thriller.
Not almost.
Yeah, I mean,
wait
really
till you
is.
Get to 7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
it's not even
say, it
almost.
Really is.
It's everybody's using quotes for especially episode 9 that could very much relate to what's going on now.
So someone like me who's seen the basics of Star Wars, but I don't know the canon, before I watch Andor, should I go watch Rogue One again?
No. Because this leads up to that. You can watch this and then watch that, and you might have a totally different experience.
Okay.
Now, you can watch this show just knowing what you know from seeing the original Star Wars movies, and you'd enjoy it.
All right. Cool. Quick break. Right back. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SDGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Enjoying this beautiful day out there. We have our buddy Janelle sitting in with us for another segment. You can find her at Holy L-E-L-L-E all over the social media. Today is National Have a Coke Day.
Oh, that's because 139 years ago in 1886, Dr. John Pemberton came up with a secret formula for Coca-Cola syrup.
Which had cocaine
secret was,
in it.
Yeah, the secret was, let's make everybody high.
Yeah.
They'll like our drink.
There's, for any fellow dorks out there, there is a series, probably History Channel, called Foods That Made America, something like that. It's so good.
It is really good.
And I saw the one about Mr. Pemberton. And he was like, I think he sold it for like a dollar or something. Like he kind of got screwed over, but... Yeah.
So at first he combined the syrup with straight water, but then a drugstore clerk used carbonated water, and that's how we got Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Now we consume 38 million gallons of Coke daily.
Damn. Wow. I have been drinking Diet since Tab. And when Trish Gazelle was on the show, she shamed me into trying Coke again, and I haven't gone back. But it's weird. At home I have Coke. When I go out, I order a Diet Coke. I'm not sure why that is.
Or a Zero.
Yeah. I love Coke Zero.
Yeah. But when's the last time you had a real Coke?
It's too thick.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's too sweet
too
now.
Too much?
It's just like drinking molasses.
I'm too far removed. It's just too much.
I need Coke Zero.
Boy.
It's got that bite.
Real Coke right out of the fridge.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Gives you that milk throat.
Not me. Ugh. Then again, I get up in the morning with milk throat, so.
It washes the milk throat away.
Yeah. Dave's like, it's my milk throat cure.
No, I said like the
Listerine.
The other night, because I struggle with sleeping, and the other night I woke up and there was not one drop of moisture in my head. I was just like, it's so parched. And so I got up and I went downstairs and I cracked a Coke.
Oh.
It's like 3 in the morning.
Dave's like,
psh. Oh, no.
And it was just so good. So we started with Throwback Thursday. Let's keep going.
Okay, 66 years ago in 1959, Little Caesar's Pizza was founded.
All right.
Wow.
So grateful for that day, 66
Hell
years
yeah.
ago.
The best of the cheap pizzas.
And 55 years ago in 1970, the Beatles released Let It Be in the UK. It was their final album. And of course, included The Long and Winding Road, Get Back, Across the Universe, and of course, the title track, Let It Be.
We had Saturday afternoon matinee theater tickets every year through like the school year. And we went one Saturday and it's typically like the Apple Dumpling Gang or something. And it was Let It Be. And I was already a Beatles freak and everyone else in the place was bored and to tears. Hmm. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Mm.
41 years ago in 1984, Joni and Chachi got married on Happy Days.
I just love that the name Chachi became an insult.
Yeah, for good reason.
Easy, Chach. Such a jerk.
Also in 1984, Russia announced they were boycotting the Los Angeles Olympics. They blamed it on security concerns, but it was basically payback for the U.S. boycotting the 1980 Moscow Olympics.
Hmm. And they always had concerns back then that their athletes would defect.
Yeah.
In everything. That's why they were fighting in the hockey world at the time, because all their hockey players were trying to defect. Not that early. They were prevented then, but late, not much later than that, they all started coming over. What a stupid thing, by the way.
What's that?
As a sports guy, can we stop using athletes as pawns for your stupid political games? Mm. Stop boycotting, man. These are people that work their entire lives for that one chance. Some will get multiple chances. Most will get one chance. Mm. And because you guys have to have your little political nonsense, those people have to basically throw away everything they've worked for their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
31 years ago in 1994, John Daly won the Bell South Classic, and he said it was the first time he had ever won a tournament sober. Mm.
Grip it and rip it, man.
I remember when they had the PGA here a long time ago, and I was there early at the first tee, same time when I met Bob Costas. Well, met, that's strong. And some guy's on a walkie-talkie, and he's like, a ditch? Daly's in a ditch. I'm like, this is so great.
And he came up and he teed it up and smoked it 300 yards right down the fairway.
Yep.
One more for you. 15 years ago in 2010, Betty White became the oldest person to ever host Saturday Night Live at the age of 88.
Do you know my Betty White story?
You've seen her in an elevator twice and both of her in the Four Seasons.
You know too much about me.
Nice.
The second time, she looked at me like, oh, okay.
Did you say anything?
This guy again.
No.
Stalker.
I saw her in New York, and then I saw her here, but I swear she recognized me.
Yeah?
There was a moment of fear.
You should have said something.
I bet there was, yeah.
Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Janelle has probably more tattoos than me, but similar tattoos, and she has them on her hands, and I've been thinking about getting a hand tattoo. I really like them, and so I, on the break, went to my photos and searched tattoo, because there's one in particular I took years ago of this guy's hand tattoo, and something like 3,000 photos came up, because I'm in every one. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just weird that that's now a part of me. You'd have 3,000 tattoo photos alone. I have 14,000 photos. Is that a lot?
On your phone?
Yes. Because here's why.
Let's see how many I have.
It's because I use it for show prep, as Andrew knows. I will screenshot a TikTok and say audio, or I'll screenshot and say guest, or I'll just screenshot something that I think is going to be meaningful to me down the road, and it never is. Because it's like taking videos of a fireworks display in your neighborhood. You're never going to go back and watch it.
Mm. So. And this happens to me a lot. Like, on Saturday, I'll just like catch something, like a tweet or whatever, and I'm like, ooh, screenshot. I'm going to put that on the Google Doc. I'm going to remember to talk about this on Monday.
And then you don't.
And then you forget. Yeah. And then you find it like the next week you're looking at your photos and you see that and you go, oh, that's right. I wanted to talk about that.
So Dave Murray's out today, but we have a live look.
Could not be with you live today, but there's a lot of stuff going on, including some mighty fine weather coming up starting tomorrow. This is also the time of the month we start to look for that full moon. It's the full flower moon. That is on Monday. And I always kind of talk about this in the spring forecast and in the month of May, the period known as the blackberry winter, which is a stretch of cooler than average temperatures between May 9th and May 12th. It appears we probably had that a little bit early, though temperatures will be below average right through Saturday, so we're kind of on track. Average high this time of year, 76. The average low is 56. As for the weather, all the unsettled weather of some scattered showers and thunder showers will be out of the picture tonight. Friday is a gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine. It is a little cool for this time of year, in the 60s to near 70 degrees. Friday night is clear and chilly, 48. Saturday, sunny and 73 degrees. Sunday for Mother's Day, perfect. Almost warm. Sunshine and 78. And yes, the unsettled weather makes a comeback Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. There you have it. Don't forget that full moon coming up on Monday. Let's all help Dave find that full moon on Monday night. Talk to you live tomorrow.
Snap.
Ooh. Never going to let it go.
Who would have thought I would ever have Dave Murray whipping me crap?
Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flower moon. I'm excited. Sounds
He's
pretty.
Also, I did not expect him to be so good at it.
Oh, I
he's
did.
He's very good at it.
Yeah, he's good. He's salty. Evidently, some of the cardinals who chose the most recent pope watched the movie Conclave because they had never experienced a conclave before.
I guess.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know about the whole like voting on a thread thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you put a little card on there and they put a needle through. I didn't know they do that.
Pretty cool.
Can't update that, modernize that a little bit.
Mm.
Is that so you can get it back, like a coin in a laundry machine?
No,
like,
I think they eventually don't. That's what they burn, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you saying, Rach? I'm sorry.
I like how the nuns are there and they just like cook them dinner every night.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, must be sweet to be a cardinal. I said it earlier in the show.
A Florida woman got arrested for shoving nachos down her wife's pants.
Was she stealing the nachos or?
They were whipping insults back and forth about who was fatter.
Oh, and she's like, well, you're so fat, you're stuffing nachos down your pants.
The wife, who's 40, told police. Allison told her it was too late to eat and made a comment about her weight. So they started arguing. Then Allison, the perpetrator, grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos and shoved them down the back of her wife's pants.
Sounds like a stable person.
Yeah, it's a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
39% of Americans would donate an organ to a loved one.
How many?
Only 39. I know. So the majority of Americans would say no.
Well, it is pretty broad when you say loved one.
Yeah.
But like, if you really care about someone, like, if it doesn't have to be like your kid, I think it's probably a bigger number, right?
It would have to
be. Spouse would have to be bigger.
I've thought about joining. I have my organ donor card, but I hear these ads, probably here at KMOX, PSAs, for joining a registry. Like Nick did that for bone marrow and got to the very last tick, and then somehow it was not appropriate, but he went through like three different testings. I think I might do that for like kidneys and things like that. Like, I've been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So
they do a thing. I think we're still doing it. They do a thing that for Joe Strauss. His daughter has run a drive like that.
Maybe that's where I heard it.
Where you go get tested. And
I think that's probably where I heard
it.
Would you guys do that?
And the original thing is just simple. Like, you don't even have to give blood. I think it's real simple to start.
Hmm. Even better for me.
If it was someone close to me that needed a kidney, I believe I would do it. But I also don't judge people who don't do it. Yeah. I don't think it's something you're obligated to do. I don't think you're a bad person if you don't want to give up one of your kidneys or part of your liver. I don't think that like says something about you.
Some fun facts. On Tuesday night, Chicago Cubs closer Ryan Pressly became just the second pitcher in MLB history to allow 9-plus runs without recording a single out.
That was pretty brutal.
Against your Tigers.
Yeah. No.
No, the other was a Detroit Tiger pitcher.
Right.
against the St. Louis Browns back in 1951.
Yeah, I remember it. No, I don't.
In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds. The author says he pictured John Goodman playing him in the movie.
Hmm.
That's a whole different movie.
I love John Goodman.
I do,
but
too. He's great.
I don't know how well that would have worked
out. Are you a Gump hater?
I wouldn't say so much that. I don't love it as much as other people do.
Fair enough.
It was, when I watched it the first time, it was somewhat enjoyable, but now it's all, now all I hear are the quotable lines.
Rach, here's some good news.
Jenny.
The oldest cat in history, Cream Puff, lived to be 38 years and 3 days old.
Wow.
The equivalent of 169 years.
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Mm. Cream Puff.
Born in the 80s, Cream Puff was, I assume.
80s girl. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood so it pees on you.
That's nice.
Adding insult to injury.
Mm-hmm. A woman in England sued her company after a coworker took an online personality test for her that was supposed to tell you which Star Wars character you were. The coworker announced to everyone that she was Darth Vader. The woman quit, sued, and just won $40,000.
I mean, normally I would think that was silly, but that is like a pretty infamous villain to be like, I took the test and it turns out you're like the worst person. You know, I mean, I get why that would insult the poor woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is so it worth 40 grand? Probably not.
That could be some like disciplinary action, you know,
yeah.
Like, hey, take a couple of days off or something.
Wheels, what's this news button kerfuffle?
Which one?
This news button.
Oh, so, yeah, I saw this on Twitter the other day. Do you know Dan Orlovsky? He's the NFL analyst. He's really smart. He went on there, and, you know, he's kind of one of those real routine nerds. Like, he only eats grilled chicken. He literally eats nothing else. He doesn't put anything on it. He eats everything. He's very strict about routine and things. And he asked this question about the snooze button because his wife hits the snooze. And he was basically saying, if you do that, I judge you. And, yes, I judge my wife. Like, if you hit the snooze, you should just set your alarm 10 minutes later and get up when the alarm goes off instead of doing the snoozy thing. And I was curious where you guys are on the snooze button. Are you snoozers? Are you not snoozers? Because I am at least 2-time snooze button person.
Yeah, why does this person care what other people do?
Well, he hates it that his wife does it. And I would give one caveat. If you're sleeping in the same room as another person and you get up before them, you should not be repeatedly hitting the snooze. That's rude. I would grant that to anyone, even if you're a snooze button person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sleep in your own room or if you get up later than that other person, I hate the waking up process. I like it to be slow. And all that's doing is I set it earlier than I know I need to get up because
mm-hmm.
I know I would rather wake up slowly than wake up and go, all right, gotta go, because I hate doing that.
I thought, so you can't wake up naturally.
No, I need the slow wake up. I feel better when I do a slower wake up because for me, the snooze is not, I need 8 more minutes of sleep. You're not really getting that most of the time. You're just kind of like out of it and laying there. But the slower wake up, I just feel more normal when I do get out of bed.
I have not needed a snooze for 25, probably 40 years. But when I was young, like when I was an attorney, I loved the snooze.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think it's just all about routine. Like we know this. Some people are morning people. He's probably a morning person, and morning people don't understand why other people aren't morning people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we don't understand why you're a morning person. Like,
right.
It's just funny to me like that it becomes, it turned into this big fight, like thousands and thousands of replies and everybody yelling at each other for, you know, what kind of moron are you? You need to snooze. Well, that 9 minutes isn't good. It's like, that's not the point. The point is everybody's brain's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, though, that there's a point of protocol there. If other people are in the room, don't keep hitting the snooze button.
Yeah, that's fair. I just, beyond that, I can't imagine caring how another person wakes up. Like, that is loser behavior to me. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, like, it's who cares?
It's the rise and grind, bro, kind of thing.
Do you think that that is an issue for a lot of couples? Say, for example, the wife wakes up early and energetic, and the husband is a wheeler. But maybe you have that.
No, Susan's more of a in-between. She's not a morning person, but not like me. So it's a little bit more in between. But I will say, I we say this all the time, I sleep in a separate room because I snore. So there's no point in me keeping her awake or her kicking me awake in the middle of the night because I'm snoring. So it's easier to do it that way. But I would say this, I would not do the snooze if we were in the same room.
You should come spend a few days with me.
I should.
I could be like, Wheeler, are you asleep?
Well, you'll know if I'm sleeping.
Oh, really? That bad, huh?
No, it's not that bad. Not with the mouth guard. It's not too bad.
Did you have a dentist fit you for a mouth guard?
Yes.
Because I was thinking, I think I'm grinding my teeth
lately. I do that too. I've done it since I was a kid.
And I'm like, I wonder if I could just order like a generic mouth guard off Amazon.
You can, but they don't work as well.
I use one. It's fine.
Yeah.
You just got one off the internet, Andrew?
Yeah. I think I got it from like Walmart or something. It's just,
Get that from Temu?
It's like a, what do you call it? It's like you soak it in boiling water for a bit.
It's moldable plastic, yeah.
I'm getting there, Kev. It softens the plastic, and then you bite down on it for a while, and it kind of molds to your teeth.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like, I'm sure it would be better if I got one like from my dentist, but it's...
Joel online says, which organ? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Joel?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Joel Bradley?
It would be the ones that you can donate without dying.
Welcome back, DGS 352. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Apple is looking to add AI search to Safari, which could be a big blow for Google because they're what Safari currently uses, the default search engine. It pays Apple around $20 billion each year, or about 36% of its search advertising revenue generated through the Safari browser. But that could be going away if Apple switches to AI. That's just the way this technology goes, though. I mean, you can't expect to be on top for forever, I guess. Girls on the Run is returning to downtown St. Louis after a five-year hiatus. So that's pretty exciting. That's a really cool organization. They go to elementary schools and middle schools, I think, and just have girls get into running and just a way to build their strength, build up their confidence. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. An influencer with no medical license has been picked to be the nation's top doctor. President Donald Trump has nominated Casey Means to serve as Surgeon General of the U.S. Means never finished her surgical residency and does not have an active medical license. She promotes dietary supplements and pseudoscientific treatments on Instagram.
Hard pass.
What are we doing?
That's a good question.
Picking people that like us?
Defender, Tamagotchi, and GoldenEye 007 have been inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. These games were recognized for their influence on the industry and pop culture.
We should do a Sweet 16 of best video games.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be fun. The Gates Foundation is committing $200 billion in philanthropic spending, and they're looking to close by 2045. The foundation aims to end preventable deaths of moms and babies, protecting the next generation from infectious diseases and to lift millions out of poverty.
Yeah, Gates really went after Musk. I don't know if you saw that, but he said the richest man in the world is killing the poorest people in the world.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is Elon actually stupid? Like, we talk about him like
he's
a genius.
Uneven.
So as an example, and I mean, this is not political. This is completely scientific, right? He did an interview recently where he was talking about why we need to go to Mars, why we need to be able to colonize other planets. And he's talking about how, you know, at some point, the Earth is just going to be burned up by the sun. And if we can't get off the Earth, everything ends. And I'm listening to astronomers are like, yeah, that's billions of years away. Like, what are you even talking about? Yeah. Will there even be humans in 3 billion years?
Yeah. Let me tell you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.